Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another illustrious edition of the Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. I am Matt Grimberry, your host, as always. Just a few things I wanted to touch on in the past week of the world of professional wrestling. First and foremost, I hope everybody's still staying safe out there and, you know, being as safe as they can out there with everything going on. It's trying times in our world right now, but I thank God every day that I've got a wonderful wrestling community to lean on through all this. Guys, I love you guys. I just want to say that to start off with. But let's talk about something on the positive note. Two things last week really stood out for me that I wanted to touch on in this episode. Number one, I know the last episode that I said, maybe not everybody needs to go to AEW. You know, it may be just a knee-jerk reaction by us, the fans. But I have always said that AEW has the best tag team division. And without a doubt, FTR, formerly known as The Revival, they were one of the better tag teams. That's just my opinion. A lot of people, when they were in WWE, they were kind of back and forth with them, but I always thought they were a good, solid tag team. And of course, when they made their debut last week on Dynamite, everybody was like, oh my gosh, they're here, finally. Yes, AEW is not for everybody. But definitely AEW is for FTR. I mean, if you're a tag team, where else are you going to go where you can really, really thrive other than AEW and their tag team division? The Bucks have kept their word. They said they wanted to bring them the best tag team division in pro wrestling, and I believe that they have done that. I mean, you just look at the teams that they have. It's just unbelievable. And there's SCU, Jurassic Express, the Lucha Brothers, the Bucks themselves. I mean, it's just Best Friends. It's a plethora of good tag teams, great tag teams. And with FTR coming into the fold, I mean, it just bumps their status as tag team, is really the tag team superiority in pro wrestling, in my opinion. But beyond that, sooner or later, we're going to get that matchup that people have been wanting forever. I mean, any of you guys and gals that have watched Being the Elite know the history of the Elite, specifically the Bucks versus FTR. I mean, we're going to get it. I don't know if it's going to be at Fyter Fest. I don't know if it's going to be at All Out. But sooner or later, the Bucks versus FTR is going to happen. And I know that's a match that pretty much a lot of wrestling fans have been waiting for, including yours truly. So I'm excited. I go back to the previous episode. Yes, not everybody is for AEW, but this team, good call on AEW's part. Good call on the Bucks bringing another great tag team into AEW. And I can't wait to see what these guys do in AEW. Now, the second thing that stood out for me, I follow wrestling Twitter like a whole bunch of you, and I kind of try to keep up with not so necessarily, you know, dirt sheet news, but, you know, some credible sites that report pro wrestling news. And apparently, Adam Cole's contract is coming up. And to me, I asked myself the question, what are Adam Cole's options if he doesn't re-sign with WWE? Or if he does re-sign with WWE? A competitor of Adam Cole's status, I mean, he can't go back to Ring of Honor. That would just be a step down. NWA, I don't see that happening. New Japan, that might be a very, very outside shot. MLW or Impact, no. He wouldn't go there either. So really, that limits where he would be going. You know, he could re-sign with NXT, but I mean, he's really done everything he can in NXT. Do I want to see him on Raw or SmackDown? Hey, I think he could be a success, but there's always the chance of him being misused by you-know-who. And I just don't want to see that happen. He's one of my favorite wrestlers. He's a lot of people's favorite wrestler. And to misuse him or just not, you know, bury him or whatever term you want to use, that'd be awful. It'd be awful. It just would. So you re-sign with NXT, okay, you stay in NXT, and, you know, you can still do things there. You can thrive there. Obviously, he has thrived there. Obviously, he's got one of the best factions going in the Undisputed Era. That's another question. If he goes up to the main roster, what happens to the Undisputed Era? Do they come with him to Raw or SmackDown? Do they stay? Does Fish, O'Reilly, and Strong stay in NXT until they get called up? I mean, what happens there? I don't know. Then there's it's not an elephant in the room, but it's kind of, a lot of people are saying it's the obvious choice if he doesn't re-sign with WWE, that he would automatically go to AEW. Again, it's one of those issues that's kind of circulating. Now, I know that the last two episodes, this one included, you know, people going to AEW from WWE. Again, like I said on the last episode, I'm still waiting on the first AEW person to go to WWE. But I know everyone's kind of saying, well, if he doesn't sign with WWE, the only place he can go is AEW. His girlfriend is there. Britt Baker is there. You know, he can reunite with all his elite buddies, which I know they're still friends. You know, I know they still talk to each other. So he can do all that. He can have all these matchups that we've been saying, oh, Adam, you know, Adam Cole versus this guy, or Adam Cole versus, yeah, yes, that could happen. I don't know what's going to happen. We're not part of the negotiations that they're doing, but it's definitely a possibility. And I don't know if Adam Cole wants to go the Tommaso Ciampa route. Tommaso Ciampa has said he'll never leave NXT. You know, he would rather retire than leave NXT. So, who knows what's going to happen. I think Adam Cole would do well on Raw or SmackDown. But again, the possibility of you-know-who misusing him and not booking him right and just, you know, I don't see it happening. I don't see Adam Cole taking it, really. I don't care if it's from Vince McMahon. You know, Adam Cole's used to being one of the top performers, if not the top performer. In whatever company or whatever brand or promotion he's a part of, he's used to being up there in the top tier. So if Vince would say, oh, Adam, you're going to be right here. You're going to be opening the shows from now on, and or whatever. If he would be, if he'd be, you know, misbooked, so to speak, I think Adam Cole would just say, okay, well, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm going somewhere else. Then again, he may not. I don't know. I just don't want him to have what's like happening to Aleister Black. I mean, Aleister Black, we can all very much agree upon, is one of the best performers in pro wrestling today. But yet, in my opinion, and I think in a lot of other people's opinions, he has been so misused by WWE. In NXT, oh my God, the guy was a star. The guy was so, was part of some of the best storylines ever. He gets to the main roster. He has a little bit of a run with Ricochet for tag team titles. And then him and Murphy. I'm not taking anything away from Aleister Black and Murphy's matches. They were great. I love them. But here lately, it's just, you know, okay, let's book Aleister in this match. No storyline. Let's book him in this match, but no storyline. Let's just do here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you can use this guy. I'm just afraid that might happen to Adam Cole. And I just don't want to. I don't want it to happen. So we shall see as the weeks go on, but hopefully maybe Hunter will step in and, you know, get in Vince's ear and say, look, don't misuse this guy. You know, we've already lost more than enough people that are probably going to get snatched up by AEW or whatever. You know, let's try to keep our talent here, okay? Well, that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to everyone who listens to us on the DYWTSB network. We cannot say enough appreciation and love for you guys. We really do. Thanks to Mort Pops and Queens. Thanks to all the Beef Crew. Thanks to Synergy Wrestling and Power Slam TV. Thank you guys so much. Be safe out there. And be kind to one another. And support each other in our mutual love of pro wrestling. Till next week, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.